Digit is a free app designed to help save you money, but now its creators say you have to spend a little money to save money because, well, they want to make some money too. Joining us to talk about this is Laura Northrup from The Consumerist. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thanks.
So tell us a little bit how the app Digit works.
So how it works is that you connect it to your checking account and it analyzes your spending and how much income you have and figures out an amount of money that you won't miss and then tucks it away in a savings account for you. Now, this is all FDIC insured through the company's bank accounts. So, go ahead.
So they didn't charge anything. It was free for a while. I signed up for it. So it's still free for the first 100 days, but now they're going to start charging. And how did they explain that to people who already had the app?
They explained it saying, you know, we are providing you with a service and we're going to start charging for this service. They could have served ads within the app, or they could have sold users' data, or sold leads to other banks and credit cards. But instead, they decided, you know, to be pretty straightforward and charge a fee. It's a $3 monthly fee.
So how do other apps like Mint, how do they make money off of me since I'm a Mint user?
Yeah, they would make money by giving you offers, you know, for appropriate credit cards or bank accounts, high interest savings accounts. I don't know if Mint serves ads, but usually they do. They call it offers, where you get offered credit cards and bank accounts that are appropriate for your financial circumstances.
Mm-hmm. So how have people responded to this switch? Because it's, you know, if you're a user of something for a long time and you're used to it in one instance, and then it changes. I mean, people generally don't like change. Has been my my reaction to what I see on the internet. But how are people responding here?
People are reacting one of three ways. They're saying, you know, okay, I get more than $3 worth of value out of it every month. I'm fine with paying the fee. Or they say, I thought you were selling my data anyway. Why is, you know, people just, I think people just assume that, you know, their information is being sold and, you know, they're the product.
Right.
And the other people have been complaining that, you know, they wish that it was a freemium product. You know, if you want a higher interest rate and more services, you could pay. If not, you don't.
Well, do you think that speaks to how little we think our information, especially our financial information, is worth? I mean, because we're, you know, we willingly give it away and we don't really think about it. But in this case, they weren't using any of that. I mean, I kind of knew that as I use Mint, you know, I get those offers and I think, you know, they're definitely looking at how I spend money and probably using it in some other way. But I mean, I would imagine if we really thought about it, that the financial information, if we turn over our bank account number to an app, it's worth more than $3. It's $3 a month, right?
$3 a month, yes. Mm-hmm. And they call it the savings bonus because it's not really interest. That's 1% annually. So if you have $3,600 in the account, you're not paying for it. It kind of pays for itself.
So they pay your interest?
Well, it depends on, because we don't know how much interest they're getting. So if they're getting more than 1%, then they're keeping the difference. If they're getting less than 1%, then they are giving you money. But we do know that it used to be 0.25% annually, and now it's 1% annually.
Does it seem like people are upset because they weren't paying before, or because $3 is too much for a service like this? Like when I think about the concept behind this and just making money in general, many times you have to pay money to make money. You have to pay something in order, you know, give some money in order to get some money back. It doesn't seem too over the top for me to think that like a service that helps me save money over time, like $3 a month really isn't that much. How much is, you know, that per year, per 5 years? It really doesn't factor out to that much as long as the service is kind of meeting its expectations. Do people think the $3 is just too much for this sort of service?
I think people don't want to pay for it at all. While there are competitors that don't charge, either because they're selling ads or they're keeping the extra interest, while that's available, I think people are walking away.
Yeah.
And if they're invested enough in the service and they find it valuable, then I think they'll keep it. That's what people have been saying.
So you linked to a Lifehacker article that had some recommendations for other free services mm-hmm. like this, like Tip Yourself. Do you have any opinion on those other services, whether they're worth it?
I haven't looked at them closely. There's another service, it's called Capital, spelled with a Q, Q-A-P-I-T-A-L. And they say that they make money by keeping the difference between the interest that they earn and that they pay out to you. And I guess that seems like an okay business model, but then it tempts you to say, well, why don't I just take this same amount out and put it in a standard savings account? And then I will keep the interest.
Right. So that, I mean, that's free, right? Like, couldn't I just call up my bank and say, take this part of my paycheck and put it into another account?
Right. I mean, that's what I do. I have a percentage put in an account at a different bank than what I use for my regular checking, and then I never see it. Yeah. And that's what I do. But I think what these services are good for is if you're just not in the habit of saving, if you're mm-hmm. if you're new to having a regular paycheck coming in, they're really useful for that.
Yeah, sometimes it's much easier to just install an app and be like, yes, here, yeah. link it up, do it, you know, mm-hmm. instead right. of having to kind of go through the whole bank process, which could be pretty straightforward if you think to look into it. It also could right. not be, because bank, you know, some bank systems just aren't that easy to use, that don't make a lot of sense when you really dig into the website or whatever.
Also, most banks don't notify you on your phone every day of what your balance is.
That's true.
Give you that feedback.
Yeah.
And most banks don't do goal emojis. Like,
what is a goal emoji?
Like, if you set a little goal, like when I signed up, I can just text the umbrella emoji and it tells me how much money I have saved for a rainy day.
Or you text a car and it lets you save up for a car.
Okay. That's, yeah.
I don't know what happens if you text a fire truck.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
I've always wanted a fire truck, so let's find out.
I should try to just, yeah, there was one thing. It's like you put a pizza like that. You could save for a pizza. So, yeah, it's sort of, I mean, I don't, it's an app for people who enjoy emoji, dare I say millennial. So do you think that might be the reason that so many people were offended by paying for it? Because it's a certain kind of person that's using this app?
I think people really are used to having apps that are free or freemium or ad supported. And it was like with Super Mario Run, where people didn't want to pay $10 up front to use it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same idea. But I think they will keep a lot of customers. I think it's like a lot of situations where you have dissatisfied customers, where it's the people who are unhappy with it who are speaking up now. And the people who are just keeping it and who are happy with the service are, you know, keeping quiet, and they'll start paying the fee after the 100 days.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, so far I like it. I like being able to use emoji and to see what's...
What goal emoji are you using?
I don't know. Probably like a palm tree to go to Hawaii or something like that. Okay. I haven't dug into it. And I like the idea that they're being straightforward. They're being transparent. They're mm-hmm. saying, I would rather pay $3 a month than have to sell my financial data to another company. So...
What they've been saying is, you know, we provide you with a service and you know how much you are paying us mm-hmm. instead of it being really opaque how much the advertisers and how much the credit card companies are giving them.
Makes sense.
That they are providing a service and it's straightforward.